This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, we are counting down to Halloween here on Idaho Matters. So we decided, wouldn't it be great to carve a gourd instead of a pumpkin during the entire show today? No, I will not be carving a gourd or a pumpkin. We have brought in an expert. Ron Swank is the president of the Idaho Gourd Society. What kind of gourd are you carving for us during the show today?
That's a good question. There's so many varieties of gourds. This is probably one I grew in my garden, and then I'll convert it into what I call a thunder gourd.
Okay, we're going to check back in with you. You have an hour.
Okay.
Are you getting it?
Well, I got it.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it.
All right, perfect.
Okay, thanks, Ron. We'll get back to you in a little bit and check in with Ron throughout the show. And our James Dawson is joining us live in studio now. So, James, you actually covered this story from basically the moment it happened. So take us back to how and when you started covering this.
Sure. So I remember it was a pretty warm Saturday night. It was, you know, kind of that picturesque time in June where it's not too hot, but still warm enough to be outside. I actually lived not too far away from that complex at the time. And I remember just this continuous stream of sirens screaming by. And that's, you know, not something you usually hear in Boise. Like I said, got there the next morning. Firefighters were still spraying blood off the concrete there, cleaning up the crime scene. Talked to people who brought flowers to a makeshift memorial that was kind of set up there over the canal. Signs, flowers, even a little card hoping that the people in the hospital would get better quickly. The people that I talked to, they told me they felt like they just needed something to do, an outlet to really show their support for the refugee community.
To get up every day and try to make this a better city is just the greatest thing that I could ever have. And to do it this long, I am eternally grateful to the citizens of Boise for doing that.
That's Boise Mayor Dave Beter last night as he became clear he was going to lose to current City Council President Lauren McLean. Heath and Madeline, I want to start with the both of you because, Madeline, you were at McLean election party and Heath, you were at Beter's. I don't know if we'd call it a party, but at his headquarters.
More of a wake at the end.
Yeah. So what was that mood like at Beter's headquarters?
Well, It was subdued. I will say that most people there seemed to know ahead of time that this was probably not going to be their night, which was in stark contrast to the first round of voting, where I think people were pretty shocked by the results.
We need to check back in with Idaho Gourd Society President Ron Swank, who is carving a thunder gourd throughout the entire show. How far have you gotten so far?
I'm getting doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Getting right along, yes. We're moving right along.
Okay, we will check back in with you as the show continues.
As the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, do you think it's appropriate that the president asks a hostile foreign power
like China? I'm not
going
to do an interview on that. Go ahead on
investigate
the, let's talk about business today.
I think that's a fair question to ask, Senator.
Do you want to do an interview on the business or not?
Yes, I'd like to get to that, but first I have that question.
I'm not going there. If you want to do an interview with me on the Business Center, please do so.
Senator, with all due respect, though, you are the chairman.
You, thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
good
Senator.
To see you.
Thank you.
Don't do that again.
I just asked a fair question, Senator.
You told her the ground rules and you didn't.
I did not agree to any ground rules, sir.
This is starting to blow up on social media here in Idaho today. Talk to me about what you've been hearing from folks on social media.
Yeah. It's got a lot more attention than I maybe
you went
expected.
To sleep last night thinking that this would not be a big deal. And then boom.
Yeah. It got a lot of interest. You know, it's been a mix. It's been mostly a positive reaction. People said, yes, you know, like we'd like to see our senator answer those questions and we're glad that you asked the question. There's been a couple of, you know, way to go, Rish, which, you know, hey, I don't.
That's their prerogative.
Sure. But yeah, for the most part, it's been supportive and it's kind of brought out some latent frustration, I guess, with him not being very accessible. It seems like a lot of folks are complaining about that, using this to kind of air that a little bit.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Before we get to our next segment, we are checking back in with Ron Swank. Okay, Ron,
Hi, Gemma.
I hear that you are gluing some things.
Yeah, so we're gluing. So what I do is I make a drum out of this gourd, and I glue a drum head on the bottom of it.
Oh.
And that's what helps to create this thunder.
That thunder sound.
Yes.
Okay, we are going to check back in with you in about 10 minutes because we want to hear that finished gourd carving. So we'll see you then.
You better be ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Thanks,
okay.
Gemma.
Thanks, Rod. You talk about transparency, and when you have video, you really cannot try to spin that.
No, you know, you do have to be careful because it's a video camera. It doesn't capture everything, but it's a great representation. And when you're dealing with a police officer, that's a stressful moment. I don't care if it's just a traffic ticket. It's very stressful when those red and blue lights come on behind you.
You hate that. I'm not that it's ever happened.
No.
Not that I've ever gotten pulled over for a speeding ticket.
Hey, I've been pulled over a couple times. It's stressful for me. But to be able to sit down with somebody and go over that video about how that conversation went, it mm-hmm. sometimes changes somebody's perception from it being a very negative moment to very positive when you're able to sit down on the back end. And for us, trust is the foundation of effective policing in the community. And anything that we can do to build trust is something that creates a positive and a safer community. And transparency and the on-body video, the Office of Police Oversight, our own internal affairs, all of those are ways to create transparency and build that foundation of trust.
Today, we are happy to premiere an audio piece by Croatian radio producer and artist Tamika Skuvina. She has spent the last several weeks as the artist in residence at Searle's Place in Garden City. And with her fresh ears, she produced a piece called The Treasure of Boise.
Here I am, from Croatia to Idaho. It's sunny. And the leaves here have a different sound than Croatian leaves, somehow. A sound like an instrument, which is so ordinary that it is so easy to forget that it is an instrument. An instrument which is best played by the wind.
We tracked down Ron Swank. He is the president of the Idaho Gourd Society. Who knew we had an Idaho Gourd Society? And he has been carving a thunder gourd for the last hour. Okay, so give us the sound. Oh, and then if you put your hand over it, you can change the sound.
You can change the sound, correct.
That is fascinating.
So that's a thunder gourd.
Okay, so that's a thunder gourd. But you carve other types of gourds.
I do other stuff, yes.
Okay, so tell us about that, because you've brought in a flute gourd?
Okay, so this bigger flute, I can play a brief little song on it.
Yeah, please
it's
do.
It's tuned to an E minor, and I made this one about 3-4 years ago for one of our gourd competitions that we have at our annual gourd meeting, gourd festivals.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, so it's an E minor.
Is amazing.
Now this other flute, I've been wanting to make one like this for quite some years. This is a double flute, so it's two different gourds I used for it. And so what I can do, it has a mouthpiece where I can play one or the other flute, or I can play both of them at the same time.
All right, because I was going to say, how do you do that?
Give you a little demo.
Okay.
It does take a little practice to get used to it.
Did something fairly daring. Why was it so important for you to include a character that was sexually abused?
I think there's a lot of characters in YA literature that have been sexually abused, but what there's not a lot of is men. And so I knew I wanted a character that was struggling with that. And as soon as I made that choice, I knew I wanted it to be the male character. And I wanted it to drive his character in a way that was both honoring the pain of that and the scars of that, but driving his choices in a way that was inspirational and beautiful, right, and lets people know, like, you have the choice. No matter what has happened to you, what you've been a victim of, you get to choose who you're going to be from there on out and how you're going to pick up those traumas and those scars and move on. And yeah, I wanted that to be the male. I thought it was lacking.
What has been the response from readers about that? Because you're right. We don't have a lot of men that children of abuse can look up to and say, if he's okay, I can be okay.
Mm-hmm. And that it's so needed. It's why representation is necessary across the board for, you know, different personalities, races, past histories, like all those things need to be represented for those reasons. As far as the readers go, it's been interesting. And I was excited that you guys want to talk about this because everyone's pretended it doesn't exist.
Not us. We're going to talk about it.
I've been very open on my website. And I've had a lot of just brushing over of that because it's not common and it is new.
Well, it's not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. Yeah. And I've gotten a couple of emails from readers that have said, particularly male readers that have said, you know, thank you so much for doing that. Actually, my first book release party at Rediscovered Books, I had someone talk to me afterwards and said, you don't know how much it meant to me that you wrote a character like this. And that was really special for me.
Well, because if you think about it, we all know a man who's been sexually abused. We may not know that we know.
Yes.
But we know.
Yep.
And as you said, we talk about it as women. It has become something within our society that we've given a voice for women.
Yeah.
For some reason within this culture of masculinity, mm-hmm. though.
Exactly.
We've not had a place for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I just had a signing this month, and I was talking to a woman about it. And she literally frowned and looked at me and said, well, men can't be sexually abused. And I had to like bite my lip because I'm like, it's not appropriate to completely lecture you in the middle of Barnes & Noble.
But give me my
really
book
want
back.
To. Yeah, because it's just – it is. It's these expectations which just further the silence, you know, which is how it used to further the silence when women were sexually abused.
Right.
Was, you know, it was the stigma. And we've released that. But yeah, we haven't released it for the men. And it needs to be there.
Boise's growing really fast. Boise Dev, we cover this every day. And it's something that isn't quite as, I think, universally loved as it used to be. And it used to be you feel that pride. You'd be in a magazine ranking and there was the picture of Boise. And it's like, it's my place. I love that. The foothills are pretty and the depot and I love this stuff.
Well, and don't you feel like, too, there was this time where it was like, finally, there's some recognition for why I chose to live here.
Right. Or was born here. For
or
some
was born.
Of what I was
right. Exactly.
Me. Chose to stay, at least.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So somebody posted in my Facebook group this week a Business Insider article that said 4 days in the fastest growing city in America, microbreweries, millennial transplants and locals who are already afraid of, and I don't know because the headline cuts off. But
can I just say I kind of rolled my eyes when I read that article?
I did too, and they cited me and linked to my site, so that always makes me happy. But
yeah, you're like, thanks for that.
The first comment was, shh.
But you want to go, it's already out there.
It's already out.
Would you do us a favor and would you play us the flute as we wrap up the show for today?
Absolutely.
That would be lovely. We've been talking with Ron Swank. He is the president of the Idaho Gourd Society. It is holding its 20th festival this weekend at the Potomac Manor in Boise. I want to thank Ron. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. Have a great rest of your day and take a moment and listen to the Gourd music.